Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A ton of talent coming to Eugene. A ton of talent from modern day coming to Eugene. Not many more special than this young man, the number 2 offensive tackle in the entire country. He's Brandon Baker. Brandon, thanks for joining the show, man.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
You've visited Oregon before, and this week you said, I got something for Oregon fan, and Oregon fan got all excited because they thought maybe you were committing. It wasn't that, but it was right. Something really, really cool. You released like a 30-minute or 24-minute video, a behind-the-scenes look at an unofficial visit to Oregon, an in-depth look. What inspired you to do that, and how did you get that okayed, and what was the process for that? Walk me through it.
Yeah, just had a cool idea to thought it'd be really cool to record my visit at the University of Oregon. I actually did that at USC and Washington as well. And just making sure with Coach Lanning, prior to recording, asking if it was all good. And he gave us the okay and thought it would be perfectly fine to do so. So I also thought that was really cool for him to be okay with it and definitely still have a long ways to go with the whole recruiting process and documenting my process. So just the beginning.
Your brother went to Oregon. You've been very vocal about your interest in Oregon. You've made multiple trips to Oregon. What do you like about the Ducks so far?
Just overall, just great energy. Every time I get down there, great vibes. Great people down there as well, especially with this new coaching staff. Great group of people, especially with Coach Lanning. Great energy, high energy person, along with Coach Vianney and Coach Clam, great guys.
There was some thought that maybe Oregon's offensive line culture would slip a little when Mario left because he was such an offensive line guy. It feels like they've managed to bridge that gap. They got Josh Connerly, and it seems like there's a lot of offensive line prospects who are interested and intrigued by what Coach Dillon and those guys are building. What do you think of the O-line culture at Oregon and how they've managed to bridge that gap between Cristobal and now the Dan Lanning era?
Right. Yeah, Coach Cristobal and as well as Maribel, with the amount of experience that they have at the offensive line position, coaching position, definitely did great things at Oregon when they were there. I feel like coming in with Coach Lanning and Coach Clem and Coach Vianney. Just overall, Coach Lanning is doing a great job with putting the right people around him, putting the players in the best position possible. And I feel like Coach Clem is doing a great job, especially with the group that he has at the moment. Doesn't really have, I wouldn't say, the most talented group or the best guys up front, but definitely doing a great job with what he has. So I'd say he definitely just has a lot of experience with the collegiate level as well as the NFL level. I know a few years back he was with the Steelers. So coming back to coach at Oregon, I definitely think it's a breath of fresh air.
Talking to modern day star Brandon Baker, the nation's number 2 offensive tackle. You're playing for the number 1 high school program in the nation. What would it mean to you guys to go back-to-back and win a national title this year?
Right. It would mean everything to me. That's definitely a standard Coach Rollinson has upheld for us and shown that it is capable each and every year, especially for a program like ours. Just starting to get better each and every day and taking it one step at a time. Gradually getting there, especially with playoffs arriving. So definitely excited for that.
How much is there a push amongst you guys, whether it's Oregon, whether it's USC, whether it's Washington, Alabama, wherever the school may be, that you guys want to stay together in college, that a group of you could potentially stay together and go to the same spot? Is that something you guys have talked about at all, or is that pretty separate in the sense you guys all kind of do your own recruitments?
Right. I definitely think not the first that's actually brought that up. I definitely think it'd be a great, as well as a cool experience to, you know, have a lot of the guys that you played with at high school go up on the college level with. But definitely something we haven't quite talked about yet, especially with the amount of time that we have. Still a lot of time left in this whole recruiting process thing. So definitely taking it, like I said, one step at a time. But I haven't really talked much about that, no, not really.
Where are you at in terms of your recruitment? It feels like Oregon's very firmly in the mix for you, but you don't seem like you're particularly close to making a decision. Where's Oregon at for you, and what's your timeline on maybe trimming down your list or, you know, potentially committing down the road?
Right. Oregon feels right at home for me, especially with the definitely comfortable setting and, you know, people around. But I'd say, like I've said a couple times now, the recruiting process is definitely still early, and I could definitely see myself committing sometime around August.
Of next year, right?
Right.
Good deal, man. All right, well, thank you very much for your time. Travel safe, enjoy the game, and we look forward to seeing more from you, whether that's unofficial visits to Oregon or wherever. Pretty cool to get that behind-the-scenes look, so thank you for sharing that with us.
All right, of course. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.